When we move, however, to the tropical world, we have a totally different situation. There, the basic food is plant food. Now, anybody can pick a banana, so that there's no particular prestige in being a good banana picker. And besides, the mother, the woman, is the symbolic counterpart, the personification of the powers of the earth. She gives birth as the earth does. She gives nourishment as the earth does. So it's woman's magic that predominates there. Furthermore, there's a terrible theme that comes in. When you walk through the forest and you see decaying vegetation, you see green new life springing from that. So the idea emerges that out of death comes life. And if you want to increase life, increase death. And it's out of this that a whole system of ritual murder develops in the planting culture world. Through the killing, through the sacrifice, comes the new life. Now, there are lots of horrendous myths and rites, rites which repeat the myth. A ritual one could define as the opportunity to participate in a myth. It's the enactment of a mythical situation, and by participating in the rite, you participate in the myth. And that ritual, as it were, restates the original mythical situation. The basic myth of the primitive planting people is that in the beginning there was a time when there was no time, and the beings were neither male nor female, animal nor human. But at a moment, one of them was killed, his body cut up, the parts planted, and out of this there grew then the food plants on which people live, so that when we eat, we are eating a divine gift, the gift of a divine body. You're recognizing this motif, I hope. And furthermore, at that very moment, male and female became distinct from each other, and you have the beginning of begetting as well as of killing. So life and a birth and death come into the world along with this new food that must sustain the life, and we have the beginning of the contemporary style of existence. Now, there's a rather horrendous ritual I'll speak about very briefly that was observed in Western New Guinea by a Swiss anthropologist named Paul Wirtz among the Marindanim of New Guinea. After the time of the initiation of the boys, there was a three-day period of general sexual license, after which the final ceremony took place. Around the dancing ground were all the people of the community, and these great big slit log drums were being beaten. Those are the voices of the ancestors. And a young girl comes out dressed as one of the beings of that original age. And she lies down under a great lean-to made of prodigious logs held up by two supports. And then the boys that have just been going through initiation, youngsters in their early teens, they have their first sexual intercourse with this girl in series. And when the last of the boys is with her in full embrace, the logs are withdrawn, the lean-to falls on the couple, and they are killed while in embrace. Here you have the reunion of the male and female. Here you have the reunion of begetting and killing. And this is a tremendously vivid representation of the essence of life. This is what I mean by rites that lead you to affirm life as it is. Then this pair are drawn out, cooked, cut up, and eaten in a communion meal. This is the primary reference of these rituals of the slain and consumed deity. These youngsters are representations of the divine power. Now, it is from this planting zone that the Neolithic emerges, the planting cultures of the beginnings of our higher civilizations. And these rites, which are represented in a very crude form there, outright, physical, become sublimated. They become spiritual. And the food that is to be experienced is not simply physical food, it's spiritual food. And this we have in our rituals, in the Buddhist, Hindu, Christian traditions, sublimated out of a base that is common to all mankind. As I said a moment ago, around the 4th millennium BC, we have the emergence of the high culture complex. Great communities. The individuals now are no longer in control of the whole communal heritage. They are part people. They are specialists. They are special governing people, priests, trading people, peasants, and so forth. Most important at this period, the 4th millennium BC, a tremendously important critical age, are the priests. They are the ones who observe the heavens for omens, to know also when one should plant, when reaping time comes. And these were the people who were the first to discover and recognize the movement of the planets through the fixed constellations. And they recognized that those planets moved in a mathematically predictable order. And they conceived the idea of a cosmic order, an order of the cosmos. The moon rises, comes to its full, and wanes. The sun daily rises and sinks. The year, winter, summer, and so forth. And the great eons. This idea of a great cycle. You can't pray to the sun to stop. You can't pray to anything to stop. It's a process, absolutely impersonal, mathematical. That's the basic mythic concept of the old archaic cultures.